Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day.
Good evening. It is a new season. Praise God. And it is a new day. We give God all the glory and honor for another opportunity to join with you with the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we welcome you to tonight's program, praise God. Tonight, we are hosting a different program outside of our regular Seasons of Purpose Bible study, and we call this our Sweet Hour of Prayer, our Sweet Hour of Prayer. And it becomes even more purposeful because tonight we are praying in preparation for our upcoming fasting and prayer, which will begin tomorrow, Tuesday, September the 26th, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Holy Spirit has just laid on our heart that it's necessary to come together. The Word of God is out only by prayer and fasting. And so when you begin to add fasting to purposeful prayer, there is even a greater power and a greater anointing and a greater level of authority that God has given us through this weapon of warfare in fasting and prayer. And so the Lord laid on our hearts that tonight we're going to begin to pray, and we're going to pray for our families. We're going to pray for our ministry, our churches, and our community, specifically in those three areas. We have mighty prayer warriors on the line tonight, and I thank God for them. First, we are going to have Elder Hilton Britt. that will be praying for our families. Then Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley, she will follow by praying for our churches. Then we have Mother Pat Gallo that's on the line that will also be praying for ministries as well as communities. And so as we come together, we know that there is power in the prayer of agreement. As we come together, we know that prayer changes everything and that the prayers of the righteous avail much. And so we are looking for this time of prayer to be an anointed time in the Lord where we come together and we put the 10,000 times 10 enemy to flight. Before we get started, I always like to usher in the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. Praise God. And so I would like to play in your hearing of Hezekiah Walker's Every Praise, not Some Praise, but Praise God, Every Praise belongs to our God, not because of what he does, but simply because of who he is, and he is indeed worthy of every praise. Listen and be blessed.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praise? Here we go.
praise him now. He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Join with me as we begin this time of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to come together, Lord God, in corporate prayer, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus Christ himself, he said that if two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So, Lord God, we know the power of prayer. We know that prayer indeed changes things. We know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. We know that you command us, Father, to pray. For your word says that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then shall they hear from heaven, and they and I will heal their land. So, Father, we're coming before you this evening, Lord God, corporately, Lord God, as you have commanded, touching and agreeing, Father God, coming together to pray for our churches, to pray, Lord God, for our families, to pray, Lord God, for our communities that have come under attack, Heavenly Father, from the evil one, Lord God. But we also know, Lord God, that your word tells us that you have given us the power and authority in the name of Jesus to trample upon snakes and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you in advance, Lord God, because your word also tells us that one can put 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000. Well, God, we got more than two on the line tonight. And so, Lord, we thank you, Father, for the 10,000 times, 10,000 forces of the enemy that we shall put, Father God, that your will be done on this earth as it is done in heaven. And we will be certain to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we pray in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I ask that you anoint each one of these prayer warriors, Minister Elder Hilton Britt, Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley, Mother Pat Gallo, anoint them afresh, Father God, as they come to your throne of grace, and we join with them in corporate prayer, in preparation, Lord God, for our fasting and prayer that will culminate tomorrow. We give you all the praise and honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Before we get started with Minister Hilton, I'm going to give the opportunity, as we like to do, if there is anyone on the line tonight that has a prayer request for themselves, for their families, or for another, please, at this time, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio, and we will make sure to lift up your prayer need and prayer request tonight on the broadcast. Is there one tonight? Does anyone, if you have a prayer request or prayer need, even if it is a prayer need for someone else, please at this time go ahead, press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. Amen. Praise God. Is there one tonight? All right. Well, praise God. We will go ahead and get started. I'm going to bring Elder Hilton Britt, praise God, into the studio and the microphone. Hello there, my brother. Can you hear me?
Yes, I do. Hear you loud and clear. We praise the Lord, giving him glory and honor, thanking him for the opportunity to go before his throne of grace in our time of need, to pray for our families. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to come before you, O Lord. We thank you that we are praying specifically for families, O God. We're praying for Christian families. We're praying for lost families, O God. First of all, we will speak about what a family is, what the divine and the Christian and the godly definition of a family is, because we are living in times when people are redefining the family is the first building block of any society. God ordained the family initially when he created his man. God created his man, Adam, in his image, in his likeness. He created him. And he created him male and female. He created them. He put Adam into a deep sleep because he said it's not good for the man to be alone. So he made him a helpmeet suitable for him. He took from his side a rib and fashioned and formed a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. And he called her woman. And she was Eve. And she was the perfect complement for Adam because God brought forth a divine union, a covenant relationship, a marriage. That was the first marriage that was performed, and it was performed by the Father God between one man and one woman because he sought a godly seed. He said of servant Abraham, who he also established a covenant relationship with, this man, Abraham, who we found the father of the faithful, Abraham, the father of the faithful. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, that they shall keep the way of the Lord and do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken through him. And through Abraham, the promise was that every nation upon the face of the earth should be blessed through this righteous man, through his seed. And also, as many as are in Christ Jesus, these are the seed of Abraham and heirs according to the promise. So we who are born again Christian men and women are heirs to the promise. So again, we are praying for godly families, Christian families, and we are praying for lost families because family has been redefined. A family is not two men. A family is not two women. A family is created in the image and likeness of God, of one man and one woman, loving and caring for one another and bringing forth godly children who will grow up in the instruction and the knowledge of the Word of God and of the Son of the living God, the Lord Jesus Christ. But if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his heavenly throne. So, Lord, we hasten to your throne this evening because we come to you, O Lord, with our petition for the family, Lord. The families, O God, are under attack, O God. The prince in the power of this world, O Lord, with his lies and deception, is trying to redefine and destroy what a family is, Lord. We come to you, Lord. We bind the principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness of darkness in high and low places, O God, in government, O Lord, in schools, and throughout this nation, O Lord. And we declare that that which thus saith the Lord will be honored and acknowledged, O Lord, in the hearts and minds of men. What you say, Lord, not what man says, but what you have declared and said. For your word, O Lord, is true and it is faithful from the beginning to the end of the thing, O God. And we thank you, Lord, that your people, O God, which are called by your name, O Lord, will embrace your word. And we humble ourselves, O Lord, underneath your mighty hands, O God. We ask that you would forgive us, O Lord, our sins, O Lord, when we have sinned and rebelled against you, when we have bowed down to lies and deception, to the idols, O Lord, that are throughout the land, O God, through the different images and through the different avenues wherein lies are being disseminated and spoken out, O Lord, through the media systems, O God, through the images, O Lord, that people hear with their ears and see with their eyes, O Lord, and our corruption, O Lord. O Lord, turn us again, O Lord, from beholding lying vanities, O God. Turn us again, O Lord, away from all that would defile and corrupt as a people, O God. Turn us again and forgive us, O Lord, when we have sinned against you and rebelled against you and turned away from righteousness, O God, because righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people, O God. And we need you, Lord. Our families need you, O God. O Lord, turn the hearts of the fathers again to their sons and daughters, O God, that they may cover them with a father's love, with a father's affection, with a father's protection, with a father's wisdom, with a father's strength, O God. Cover them, O Lord, turn the hearts of the fathers to their sons and daughters, Lord, that the curse may be broken, O Lord. That the curse may be broken, that men might stand in their places, O Lord, upon the walls of their houses, in the places of their houses, O Lord, to return a blessing, O Lord. Oh, we were once a people who feared God. Oh, Lord, it's been 160 years that you delivered us out of the bondage of slavery, and now we are in slavery to false gods, O Lord. And we are no better off, even though we have all the trappings of success, O God. But we have sold our souls, O Lord, to the gods of this world, O Lord. Turn us again, O Lord. Turn us again. We humble ourselves. We cry out to you, Lord. Oh, it is you that we desire, Lord. You are our Redeemer. You are our Shepherd. You are our God in the strength of our lives, O Lord. We will serve no other, Lord. Turn us away again from beholding lying vanities, O Lord. Turn us away, Lord, from the deceptions and the lies, O Lord, of men and the lies of the enemy of our souls, O God. Help us to turn again unto you, Lord Jesus, with a whole heart. Help us, O Lord, to guard, to guide, to provide, to instruct our sons and our daughters, to cherish them, O God, to cherish them, O God, because they are the seed that you have given us, O God. Help us to train them up in the instruction of the Lord. Even as Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord and our children after us, O God. Turn us again, Lord, away, O Lord, from the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and the corruption of this world, Lord Jesus, that we might be a people, O Lord, who are led by the Holy Spirit, O Lord. A people with discernment, a people with wisdom. The reverential fear of our God is the beginning of all wisdom, O Lord. We live in a time, O Lord, when again people are worshiping all manner of idols throughout the land, O God. We are living in a time when godlessness, O Lord, reigns in the hearts and the minds of those, O God, who are deceived. O Lord, help us, Lord. We pray again for our families, Lord. Save the children, Lord. And it is up to the fathers. It is up to the fathers to turn again and embrace and cover their sons and daughters, to take responsibility for that which you have sown in this earth. And the only way you can do it is by God's provision and God's grace and through the wisdom of the living God, through his son, Jesus Christ. That's the only way. So turn again. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek the word of God. Find a local church. Find a God Bible-believing church. And go there and learn and grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Save yourself from this wicked and perverse world. Save your children from this wicked and perverse world. Man, it is your responsibility. You got to be held accountable. You got to be held accountable for your sons and daughters. So turn again unto the living God. This is a clarion call unto you. Repent and receive the grace that the Lord Jesus died and shed his precious blood for you. You have no excuse. Yes. He's given his very best for you and for your sons and daughters. So receive the grace of God through his son, Jesus Christ, and turn again to the provision that God has made for you and for your sons and daughters, and be healed, that the land may be healed, that our communities may be healed. Lord, we bind up the spirits of murder and destruction, oh Lord, throughout our cities and throughout our communities, oh God. We come against the spirits of darkness, oh Lord, every principality and power, Lord, every ruler, oh God. We call them down from their high places, Lord Jesus. We pray, oh Lord, that light will break forth, O Lord, in the north, the south, the east, and the west. The light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ shining forth from heaven itself, O Lord, piercing the darkness and crushing it underfoot in the name of Jesus. O Lord, let your people stand, O Lord, and declare your word with boldness and with the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit, and let it go forth and break down everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of the living Christ, O Lord. Oh, Lord, guard your children. Cover them. Save them, Lord Jesus. Keep them safe, oh, Lord, from every demonic spirit and demonic entity and the principalities and powers, oh, Lord. Give your angels charge over them, oh, God, in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west. Save these children, oh, God, from the wickedness of the hand of the enemy, oh, Lord. He's trying to devour our sons and daughters, oh, God. But the devil is a lie. In Jesus' name, O Lord, we declare your grace and your mercy and your goodness and your faithfulness, O God, to come forth, O Lord, once more, O Lord, and show yourself mighty and show yourself strong, O Lord, and forgive us, O God, but save our sons and daughters, Lord. Save these children, O Lord, these innocent ones who don't know the right from the left, O God. Save them, O God. Send forth the laborers, O Lord. That they may be covered, oh God. And this in Jesus' name we ask. And we thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Elder Hilton Britt, for that powerful prayer as we lifted up our families. Indeed, our families have and are coming under attack. As of just a few moments before the broadcast, I received a call from a father just crying out for his teenage daughter who's just out there just wayward living and not knowing exactly what he needs to do. And so we need to pray. This is not an isolated situation or circumstance, family upon family upon family, because the enemy is warring. Hear me when I speak, my brothers and my sisters. The enemy is warring against the very fiber, as Elder Hilton shared, of the godly family structure. And the enemy knows that if he can tear down the family, so goes the community, so goes the church. The family is the fiber of both. So we must, when the word of God says, if my people called by my name shall turn from their wicked ways, you may wonder, well, what could it be the word talk about? What could God be talking about if you mean his own children? those of us that are believers in Jesus Christ, what could we possibly be doing our wicked ways? Well, wickedness in God's eye is anything that is disobedient to his word. Anything that is disobedient to his word. So that means that if we're not taking time to pray as he commanded, we are disobedient to his word and walking in the wickedness of this world. If we're not taking time to dive into the study of the word of God, we're being disobedient and falling into the wicked schemes of this world. We've got to, we must, there's a sense of urgency at hand. My brothers and sisters, we must be about the Father's business. Time is short. Jesus Christ is soon to return again, and that's why the enemy is trying his best to capture everyone, every soul that he thinks he can take to hell with him. But the devil is a lie. It does not be that way. We must. We are those that are called by the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that created in the image of God. We must be about our Father's business. We give God all the praise tonight. I thank you, Elder Hilton, again for that powerful prayer. And at this time, I'm going to ask Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley, praise God, as she comes to the microphone and leads us to God's throne of grace. Praise God as she prays for our churches. To God be the glory. Just one moment, please. Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley, go right ahead, please. Can you hear me?
Amen. God bless you. Yes, I hear you loud and clear, Pastor. God bless
Amen.
You. Honor to God this evening, and also giving honor to all the pastors and elders standing in the house of God, and also to every saint of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being here this evening for this wonderful and powerful prayer together as we go forth before the throne of God with our request.
Amen.
The Bible reminds us that the church is more than a building or a gathering place. It is much bigger than us. It's more bigger than a denomination or a social status or a country. Our church is for believers all over the world who confess Jesus Christ as their Savior, and that we are praying and to be delivered from our ineffective words and actions that will hinder our work in the kingdom building. My passage comes from 2 Thessalonians 1:11-12, which reads, "To this end also we pray for you always, that our God will count you worthy of your calling and fulfill every desire for goodness, and that the work of faith with power, so that the name of our Lord Jesus will be glorified in you and you in him, according to his
Amen.
Grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace and mercy of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. And I can't hear you out there, but I pray that you will saturate the atmosphere at this hour with your praises towards God, the worshipers of
yes,
God, those who
yes.
know God,
Thanks.
Call out to him, exclaim him,
yes.
proclaim him, and to claim to
yes.
all the world that he is
Hallelujah.
Worthy of our praise. He is the one,
okay.
the only true
okay.
God Almighty. Father God, we give you a glory
Amen.
And honor. Shine your light in us tonight, Father God, through us, over us, and before us, Lord God. We desire to make
yes.
a difference in this world for our glory and the purposes that you have proclaimed, Father God. May all your plans
yes.
succeed, Father God. Allow us to reflect your peace and your hope to a world that is desperately dying. Hallelujah, Lord God. Allow us to
mm.
proclaim your peace and hope to a world that is desperate in need of a healing in their soul, Father God.
Yes.
We know,
yes.
Lord God, that your ways and your thoughts, we know that they are greater than ours, Father God. And we receive and believe your plan to redeem and make all things
yes.
new. Hallelujah. We know your
Hallelujah.
Face is toward the righteous, and you hear our humble prayer and our answers. Thank you, Jesus. We know you hear us, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We know that our words are not in vain, Father God. We know that your word goes forth, and it does not go void, Father God. Lord, you said we are more than conquerors through the gift of Christ.
Yes.
Give us the boldness,
yes,
Father God, not to follow the voices of the crowded world, Father God, but allow us to hear your still voice and to seek you alone,
yes,
Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Let us
Hallelujah.
Listen to your word, Father God. Let us fill your word, our houses with your word, Father God. Let us speak your word in the morning. Let us speak your word in the evening, Father God. Let us speak,
yes,
it when we sit down,
yes,
and let us speak,
yes,
it when we stand up. In the name of,
yes,
Jesus, Father God,
Amen.
Fill us with your joy,
yes,
your wisdom, and your,
yes,
constant reminder that your presence will always go before us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord,
Hallelujah,
God, for the new life,
Hallelujah,
the new peace, the hope that you will bring,
yes,
to all who will come forward and join the new season's ministry, Father God. Hallelujah,
yes,
Father God. We
Thank
call
you.
Those souls, Father God, right now in the name,
yes,
of Jesus, those
That's
who are hurting,
yes,
in their spirits, Father God, those who are,
yes,
dying in their souls,
yes,
Father God, those who have aches,
yes,
and pains in their families, Father God, those who need healing in,
mm-hmm,
their bodies, Father,
mm-hmm,
God, those who,
yes,
desire,
yes,
health and healing, Father God, and eternal life in you, Father God. Hallelujah,
yes,
Father God. Send them forward,
yes,
to the new season's ministry, Father God, and we'll thank you,
yes,
Father God, for your power.
Yes.
Your power, Father God, will be made perfect in our weakness, not by our might, Father God, but by your might, Father God, not by our power, Father God, but by the power that liveth within you, Father God. Help us to remember to carry one another's burdens, Father God. Oh, yes, Father,
yes,
God, when things get down, when things get tough,
mm-hmm,
Lord God, we know sometimes,
mm-hmm,
things are going to get bad and they're going to get tough, but we remember,
mm-hmm,
Father God, that we are one body in Christ Jesus. We ask for a
yes.
great miracle for the hurting world that comes forth, Father God. We will allow the Holy Spirit to bring a covering of grace and healing to those who have been broken. Oh, Father God, hallelujah.
Yes.
You're going to bring the
yes.
broken, Father God. But your power,
yes.
Father God, your might, Father God, your healing be
mm-hmm.
seen in them, Father God. Hallelujah,
yes.
Father. You are
yes.
Jehovah Jireh.
yes.
You are
yes.
Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
You are the God
yes.
who will provide
yes.
all that we need, Father God.
Yes.
We thank you,
oh,
Father
yes.
God, that you hold everything
Thanks.
In your hands. Hallelujah, Father. We can do nothing
Hallelujah.
Without thee, Father God. We can do nothing
no,
without
we,
thee, Father God. Everything,
no, we,
everything is in the hands
yes.
of the Almighty. Father
yes.
God, remind
yes.
us to be generous. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Lord. Remind us to be generous with our giving
yes.
to the body of Christ,
yes.
Father God. For it all belongs
mm-hmm.
to you, Father God.
Yes.
Lord,
yes.
let us not forget
yes.
there's nothing that belongs to us, Father God. You have everything,
yes.
Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And a catalog
yes.
of thousand hills, Father God. It all
Hallelujah.
Belongs to you, Father God. Hallelujah,
oh.
Lord. Remind us to be generous
oh, yes.
in our giving to you, Father God. All belongs
yes,
to you. Lord God, we ask your
yes.
forgiveness before we go today. Oh, thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Forgive us for our doubt, Father God. Thank God.
Yes.
Forgive us for our worrying about tomorrow. Hallelujah, Lord God. Forgive
yes.
us for not believing, Father God, in the healing powers
mm-hmm.
of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Help us, Lord
mm-hmm.
God. To trust you more, Father. Help us, Lord God, as a church, to love
yes.
you more, Father God. Help
yes.
us, Lord God, as a church, to be there for you, Father God. Help us, Lord God, as a
yes.
church, to be there for this broken world, Father God. We thank
yes.
you in advance for your provision for those who
yes.
love you, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you for your
yes.
abundant blessings. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord, that you'd run us over with blessings, Father God. Hallelujah,
thank
more than
you.
We can count or hold, Father God. And we thank you right now for those abundant
yes.
blessings
yes.
and goodness
yes.
you've already stored up for us. Thank you, Jesus. The new season's ministry, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah,
yes.
Father God.
Hallelujah,
Lastly, Father
to
God, we thank you for contentment,
thank
Lord God. Oh,
yes.
Lord, teach us to be contentment in all the circumstances
yes.
that come our way, Father God. Hallelujah,
yes,
knowing,
Lord.
Father God, that you have everything in control, Father God. Nothing,
mm-hmm.
nothing goes before without God knowing. Father God, we love you.
We love
you,
Father.
You,
Lord.
We're leaning on you, Father. We're depending on you, God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley, for that powerful prayer on behalf of our churches. Yes, and on behalf of our ministry, we thank God as we join with you, knowing, that he's received these prayers. And, Lord, we just give you the praise. We thank you as we've come together, Lord God, lifting up the ministries, lifting up your churches, Lord God, not only New Season Ministries and New Season Ministry Church, Lord God, but churches around this globe, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, just to allow, Lord God, your presence, your will, your word to go forth, Lord. Raise up men and women, Heavenly Father, Lord God, yes, through your churches, so that we will be able to continue to go forth, Lord, in the highways and hedges. Go forth under your great commission, preaching, teaching, and baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Doing your will, being obedient to your word, Lord God. Yes, Lord, we just give you the praise. We thank you, Father, for the opportunity. Thank you for these prayers that have gone up. Yes, Lord God, thank you, Lord. We just give you the praise. We give you all the honor and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name. At this time, I'm going to ask Mother Pat Gallo, praise God, if she will come to the line and lead us in prayer as we continue this time of prayer, as she prays for our ministries as well as our communities. And we give God the praise for every one of our prayer warriors tonight. Lord, we thank you. Mother Pat, praise God. Yes,
Amen.
Can you hear me? Amen,
yes.
Amen, amen.
And I'm saying amen, amen, amen to the previous prayer, because amen says it means so be it, so be it in the name of Jesus.
It is. Oh, yes.
My sisters and my brothers, when we give God his word back, God will honor his word. My scripture comes from 1 Chronicle, the 4th chapter, the 10th verse. And I'm sure we all are familiar with this. But it's an emphasis that I want to share. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou would keep me from evil, that it may grieve me. And God, listen to this, and God granted him that which he requested.
Amen.
That's a guarantee. God granted Jabez what he requested, and I know God will grant us for the petitions that we have brought before him tonight. So I thank God for that scripture, that God will grant our request. Father,
amen. Praise God.
In your presence, we come through the blood of your son, Jesus, thanking you, Father, that we are redeemed. We are redeemed from the powers of evil. And we thank you that we have peace and the blood of Jesus. Father,
yes,
in the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, we use the authority that you have given unto us. We break any limitation and restrictions that has been placed upon Pastor Jasper and Pastor Lisa and the ministry of Social Pastor Manley, Elder Brick, and everyone
Amen.
That is connected to this ministry in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Father,
yes,
we bow and we cast out all pythons and constricting spirits in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Heavenly
yes,
Father,
yes, Lord.
We ask you to bless the ministry in thee. Enlarge
yes,
the ministry's post. Let your hand be up on the new season's ministry and all those that are connected, and keep us
yes.
from all evil. Father, we thank
yes.
you, O God, that you say whatever we bind will be bound in heaven. That we loose on earth will be loose in heaven. And we thank
yes.
you that we cast down. I say we cast down every
yes.
enemy, every
yes.
enemy.
Yes.
And we
yes.
ask you to enlarge the new season borders for your glory
Amen.
According to
yes.
Exodus 34 and 24. Give you
yes.
season. The heathen for their inheritance and be for your glory, O God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Father God,
in the name
we can speak your word. We can call those things as though they are. We call in the people from the north, the south, the east,
yes.
and the west.
Yes.
The common
yes.
grow, go, grow. Flow in the spirit of God through new seasons
yes.
and the
yes.
Father, we thank you, oh God, for your anointing. Your anointing
yes.
up on Pastor Issa and Pastor Jasper, because your words say where the anointing is, it will destroy the yokes. And we thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Oh God, yokes will be destroyed. The captives
Amen.
Will be set to serve you in spirit and in truth, oh God. In the name
yes.
of Jesus. Father, we cover
yes.
them with the blood. We cover the ministry
thank
in the blood of Jesus. Now, Lord, Father
you.
God, we thank you, oh God, as we pray for our community.
Yes.
Lord, we decree that violence, murder, robbery,
mm-hmm.
human trafficking
mm-hmm.
be
mm-hmm.
uprooted out of our communities, out of our regions, out of our nations, and we, Father God, will plant
yes.
seeds of love wherever we go, oh God. We have the love of you. We have the peace of you, that others may look upon us and see your works through us, oh God. In the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord.
We see that
yes,
living epistle, that walking Bible, as they look unto yes. us. And, Lord, we thank you that you have given us the answer to
yes.
a woman, man, boy, a girl question. How can I get the love of Jesus in my heart? Oh, Father
mm-hmm.
God, we thank you that we have the word. We can bring them to Romans 10, oh, God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus. We thank you, Father
yes.
God, that we decree that the gospel shall go forth uninhibited in the name of Jesus, that when the
yes.
government wants to take out the word of God, Father, we thank you that you send forth your angels and put it back. Oh,
Amen.
Father, send the angels. Send the angels
mm-hmm.
now, oh God. Father God, just like you sent one angel that destroyed 185 enemies. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you sent forth the angels. Our angels is waiting for us to get
yes.
them involved,
yes.
to do the will of God,
yes.
to minister. They are ministering angels. So, Father, we thank
yes.
you that you look the angels to be assigned to what our prayers tonight, that souls are coming in, families be reunited, oh God, bodies be
yes.
healed, minds be delivered and set free, oh God. Financial needs be met, oh God, in the name
oh.
of Jesus. Lord, Father,
in
it's nothing too hard for you, oh God. You say we must believe, And we believe you, oh God. We believe you. We believe in you. We believe on you. We believe through you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that it is your will. It gives you pleasure, oh God, to see your children striving in the call that you put up in the heart, that you gave a purpose. You got a plan for each one of us. And, Father, our desire as a body of believers to walk it out, oh God, and walk it out and give you the glory, the praise, and the honor. And, Lord, Father, God, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God, for your word. Thank you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, Father God, everything that you have given unto us. Now, Lord, Father, we pray against every destiny robber. Father God, we thank you that you sent for the mystery of the flying rope to destroy every destiny robber that has been assigned against your children, against the ministry, oh God, against us personally, Father God, that it will destroy every destiny robber. And, Lord, Father, we thank you, oh, God, that everything that the enemy has stolen, your word say that it shall be restored. And your word also say, Father God, when a thief is caught, he got to give back sevenfold. So we thank you, Lord, Father, for the abundance of the restoration that you're sending unto us in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, Father God, I thank you again for all that you're doing, not only in our personal life, but in the ministries that we are connected to. We thank you, Lord, Father God, people not only growing in number, but, Father God, they growing in the spirit. Oh, Father God, in your spirit, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, so that we, oh, God, can go forward in the anointing and the power of your Holy Ghost and to win souls unto the kingdom. Father, as I say often, it is time for us to go fishing. And, Lord, we thank you that you will give us abundance of fish to come into the kingdom. And that, Lord, Father God, we be prepared. We be prepared for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. No matter what status they come in, what they look like, if they tattoo, if they don't smell good, if they don't, Lord, we thank you that you give us a heart of love, and it's love, your love, your agape love. In Jesus' name I pray. Now, Lord, I ask you, oh God, not only just hear my prayers, but I ask you, Lord, to answer my prayers. And, Father, I seal prayers in the name of Jesus. And in the blood of the Lamb of God. Amen and amen. Praise God, praise God.
Yes, amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Mother Pat, for that powerful prayer for our churches and our communities. Yes, we give God all the praise. We give him all the honor and the glory, and thank God. Yes, yes, yes. Petition the kingdom of God. We petition his throne of grace tonight. We just give him all the praise. I thank God for every prayer that went up, and as Mother Pat just said, not that God, he not only, Lord God, thank you for hearing our prayers, but thank you, Lord God, for answering our prayers, Father. Thank you, Lord God, as we have come before you, Lord God, humbly, Lord God, and earnestly, Lord God, praying for our families, for our churches, for the ministry, for New Season Ministries and the other ministries as well that we are connected with, Lord God. And thank you so much as we've lifted up prayers for our community, knowing, Lord God, that yes, you hear and that you richly answer, Lord God. We give you the praise. We pray as in obedience to your word, because you have commanded us, Lord God, that we are to pray and intercede. So, Lord, we are doing this as you've commanded, and we thank you, Father God. Yes, we have about five more minutes, actually a few more minutes left in the broadcast. If there is anyone on the line tonight that does not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Word of God tells us if we but confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus that God shall raise through that, and that God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. And also many know the scripture, John 3:16, that says, for God so loved this world, and he loved you as a part of this world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, this is the perfect opportunity. I would not leave this line without making a commitment to give your life to the Lord. It's just as simple as a prayer to say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I repent of my sins. I ask you, Lord, to come into my life. I know that you are the Son of the living God, that you came to this earth, you lived, you died, and you were resurrected for my sins and the sins of this world. Now I just ask you that you come into my life and take charge of my life for the rest of my life, and I will live for you. And if you prayed but a prayer just that simple, even the Word of God says even a child can understand, then we welcome you into the body of Christ and into the kingdom of God. Your name has been written into the Lamb's book of life, never to be erased again. And if you made that decision tonight, reach out to us. We would love to hear from you and personally welcome you into the body of Christ. I thank you again so much for this time of prayer. Tomorrow, join us as we begin our time of fasting and prayer from 6 a.m. tomorrow morning until 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. These prayers laid the foundation for the time of fasting. And as we go forth and continue to pray for our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and even pray for this world, and we give God all the praise, knowing that not only does he hear our prayers, we also wanted to remind you that we are, rather, praise God. We thank God for New Season Ministries. We thank God for the other ministries that you all are involved in. And also, too, if New Season Ministry has been in any ways a blessing to you, won't you consider supporting us with your tax-deductible donations? And you can do so. We have Cash App, $, New Season Men, or you can reach out to our website at newseasonmen.org/donations. This is good ground, and we have a work to do. But as we know, it takes finances in order to put forth the work in the kingdom of God. And so we ask that you consider supporting this ministry as well with your tax-deductible donations. Also, we will be sending out to you, we're starting a partnership program. If you want to partner with New Season Ministries and support us regularly with your finances, we would love to have you partner with us in this kingdom work. So we will be sending out information on our partnership program. Those that will even $25, $50, $100 a month, whatever the Lord lays on your heart to help to support the ministry, we would love to be able to have you to partner with us as we go forth and do the will of God and do his kingdom's work. Well, that's it. We're getting ready to end out our program. We thank you for tuning in. We give God all the praise. We thank God for every prayer that went up. We thank God again for the 10,000 times 10,000 forces of the enemy that we know, simply because you joined with us in prayer, that we put to flight tonight. We give you all the praise, give God all the praise, honor, and glory. Ask that you go forth and have a wonderful week. And to God be all the glory. We love you. Have a blessed night, and God bless. Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. we got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
Yeah.